Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Mia Khalifa. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of Your Friend's Erotic Stories. The next story is posted by user Culver Stagman from r/erotica. The title of the story is Megan's Slutty Adventures, a Birthday Spitroast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
It was Megan's 29th birthday and she was feeling a little dejected. It was her last year before she turned 30 and she'd be determined that she'd celebrate this year with a bang. She'd had a nice dinner with her friends, fun birthday sex with her husband, Mark, that morning, and then homemade breakfast. A host of thoughtful and fun presents from family and friends. But there was just something missing. There wasn't anything exciting, rash, or even dangerous about it. She had wanted to live it up. As Megan and Mark walked back home from dinner, Mark surprised her. He stopped at the intersection that would lead them home, grabbed her hand, and said, "We're not going home quite yet," and proceeded to turn her down another street that led away from their apartment. At first, Megan protested, feeling tired and grumpy after the unsatisfying birthday. But something about Mark's demeanor caught her off guard, intriguing her enough to follow without complaint. They approached the entrance of a ritzy boutique hotel and walked through the door. Mark walked up to the concierge, said a few quick words, and was handed a key. "Your guests have already arrived." Room 305 overheard the concierge drone. Mark gestured for Megan to follow him to the elevator. Again filled with confusion, Megan followed, wondering what the hell this was all about. "We don't need a fancy hotel a block from our apartment just to have more birthday sex," she thought. But what did the concierge mean about guests? As they rode in the elevator, Megan felt Mark's hands slowly creep under her skirt and lightly caress her bare ass cheek. "I hope you enjoy your final surprise as much as I know I am going to," Mark said with a mysterious smile as he guided her to the door of the room, opening it for her and guiding her in by the small of her back. The hotel room was luxe, minimalist, and Scandinavian design. It was primarily colored in shades of white, beige, and gray. One large bed lay to Megan's right in the center of the room. To her left is a little lounge area featuring a large love seat and a simple black leather chair, and a coffee table between the two. Sitting atop the coffee table was a little gift bag with her name on it. Sitting on the couch were two rather handsome men Megan didn't recognize. She was confused, but she thought what the hell and approached the men sitting on the couch. "I presume this is for me." She gestured at the gift bag. The one on the right smiled and said, "Of course, Megan, happy birthday." The second followed up with, "I hope you enjoy your present from us." Mark came up behind Megan and slapped her ass playfully, circle around her, and settling finally in the leather armchair holding a snifter of whiskey. "Megan, this is ... let's call them." Mark gestured to the man on the left. "Is," and to the right, "Imperial." Megan looked quizzically at them. "Weird names, but ... okay. Should I open my present?" "Please," Is said, smirking a bit as if he was in on some kind of inside joke. Megan reached inside the bag and rummaged around. There were a few things in there amongst the tissue paper. First, her hand closed around something rubber and long, She pulled it out of the bag and looked down, already having a hunch about what it was based on the feeling of it. Her face reddened. Sitting in her palm was a thick 9 inches black dildo. Her 9 inches black dildo that Mark had gifted to her earlier this year when they had decided to play around with double penetration and spit roasting in an attempt to spice up their sex life. "What the fuck?" she asked the three men in front of her. "How did you get this?" she asked. Mark stood up and put his hand on her shoulder, massaging it. "Just go through the rest of the bag and hold your judgment until it's all out on the table. If you're still not into it, we can leave. No hard feelings, right guys?" Both Iz and Imperial nodded solemnly. Again, Megan thought to herself, "What the hell?" Before reaching into the bag and pulling out more of her presents: lube, black fishnet leggings and a matching garter, pasties, and finally, a butt plug. Megan again blushed, but she was starting to get the idea. While Megan had been distracted emptying the gift bag, Mark had come up from behind her and reached his hand under her skirt and between her legs and had begun to caress her clit over the tiny black thong she had decided to wear this evening. With his other hand, he hiked up the skirt of the black dress she was wearing, revealing her shapely upper thighs and her revealing choice of underwear to Iz and Imperial. Mark whispered in her ear, "I thought, since you had so much fun being spit roasted and double penetrated by me and your big black dildo there, that maybe as a birthday surprise I could get you the real thing." Megan, whose pussy was already beginning to throb with Mark's hand between her legs, flushed an even deeper shade of red. She looked up at Iz and Imperial, both sitting on the couch intently watching the show while they caressed obviously large cocks through their pants. Megan gasped, for a moment imagining what they would feel like to be inside her. Her legs began to tremble. "Yes," Megan thought. "Yes, this is the birthday surprise I was craving." Mark broke her concentration by removing his hand from her crotch. She looked back at him in disappointment. "One thing you've got to do before they begin. We need to get you ready." With that, the hand that Mark had been holding her dress skirt in moved up and up, and in one motion he pulled her dress over her head, leaving her standing in the room with Mark, Iz, and Imperial with nothing but her little black thong and her wedge heels. She hadn't been wearing a bra that night. For a split second, she panicked, painfully aware of the other men in the room. But quickly she gave in to their lustful glances at her pert little breasts and started to feel excited. Mark held her hand, helping her balance as she slipped off her wedges before handing her the black fishnet and garter. "Here, put this on first." While she pulled up the garter and then stockings, attaching them together, Mark peeled the adhesive off of the pasties and then skillfully applied them to Megan's breasts. Megan looked hungrily at Iz and Imperial, her anticipation building. "Can we get this thing going?" Iz piped up, still stroking his cock through his pants as he took in every inch of Megan with his eyes. "You forgot one final piece." Mark reached over to the table and picked up a shiny black butt plug with a little purple gem on the tip of it and the tube of lube. He grabbed Megan's neck and guided her over to the bed, pushing her down onto the bed so that she laid face down on the bed, with her legs still firmly planted on the floor, presenting Megan's shapely ass to the men on the couch. He then guided both of her hands back, so each one rested on one of her ass cheeks. "Spread out your asshole for us, you little cock slut," Mark said, first pulling Megan's little black thong to the side and then taking the bottle of lube and aiming its tip towards Megan's butt. Mark squirted a large amount of lube on his wife's freshly revealed asshole. "Now for the fun part," he explained, grabbing the butt plug. Megan continued to hold onto her ass cheeks as Mark swirled the butt plug around the surface of her ass, covering it with lube before finally gently guiding it into Megan's ass. At first, he just pressed the tip in, causing Megan to gasp in pleasure and pain. Then he pushed harder, the thickest part of the plug now aggressively stretching out her poor little butthole. Megan let out a guttural moan of primal pleasure as Mark finally pushed it the final way in. Megan began to let go of her checks, but Mark grabbed Megan's wrist, making her hold on a little longer while Iz and Imperial inspected his handiwork. When they were satisfied, Mark let go of Megan's wrist and neatly pulled her thong into place over it. "Are you ready?" he whispered in Megan's ear as she lay in the bed recovering from the intense pleasure of the butt plug insertion. "Fuck yes," Megan replied, a fire in her eyes. Megan stood her shapely body on full display for everyone in the room. Her small pert tits were giggly light, nipples covered tastefully by her black flower-shaped pasties, her shapely thighs and legs accentuated by the fishnet stockings and garter. She looked like she meant business. Mark settled back into the leather chair and sipped his whiskey. He was ready for the show. Megan sauntered over to the two men on the couch and squeezed herself between, provocatively putting her bethonged ass in their faces as she did. It was all Iz and Imperial could do not to simply tear off Megan's thong and have her right then and there, but they held themselves back, wanting to savor every moment of Megan's birthday surprise. Megan snuggled her hips Getting comfortable and leaned back, she reached down and deftly began to caress his and Imperial's cocks through their pants. They both sat back and enjoyed for a moment letting Megan get acquainted with their members. "These will feel amazing," she thought. Megan directed her attention to Imperial first, temporarily taking her right hand off Iz's cock so she could unzip Imperial's pants and get a better sense of what she was working with. She pulled Imperial's zipper down and reached her hand into his pants. As Megan's hand closed around Imperial's cock, it was even bigger than she had guessed, feeling it in his pants. She expertly guided his cock out of his underwear and into the open air. She gasped. Imperial cock was rock hard, circumcised and nearly 9.5 inches long. While not being incredibly thick, Megan put one hand at the base and another on top. Imperial's tip still peeked out over them. She imagined his cock would hit places inside of her that was rarely touched. The thought sent a shot of electricity through her. She began to stroke the large cock in her hands, not wanting to be left out. Iz had begun to caress Megan's breasts, cupping one, then the other, squeezing them gently but firmly. Megan let out a moan. "I love when you squeeze my little tits like that, baby," Megan said, moaning again deeply. Iz could see Megan's nipples start to poke ever so slightly through the pasties. She leaned back into Iz while continuing to stroke Imperial's cock. Iz began to kiss her neck. He began to squeeze Megan's tits harder, just as she was about to get lost in the moment. Megan remembered she had another present to unwrap. Megan reluctantly let go of Imperial's cock and turned her attention fully to Iz. Iz leaned back, taking his hands on Megan's tits, sensing her intention. Megan reached down and put her hand on Iz's cock and caressed it through his pants, teasing him. Only when she was satisfied that his cock had grown to its fullest potential did she reach over with her left hand and unzip Iz's pants. Again she reached in a strange man's pants, and again her over-the-pants hand job had not prepared for the cock that was revealed. Iz's cock was also rock-hard and circumcised, while not as long as Imperial's 9 inches monster. A more modest 7 is more than made up for the differential with his girth. Megan began to stroke the cock with her right hand, reveling in how much the cock filled her hand and imagining how it would feel inside of her. With both cocks revealed now, Megan began stroking them both. Iz in her right hand, Imperial in her left. She enjoyed feeling them both and comparing the difference in how they felt in her hands. Iz began to kiss her neck, and again this time Megan turned to meet his lips, locking them in a passionate kiss. Iz's tongue darted into Megan's mouth, exploring, grappling with her tongue, and reaching towards the back of her throat. "I imagine this will probably be the smallest thing that goes down my throat tonight," Megan thought to herself, enjoying the kiss immensely. Not to be outdone by Iz, Megan realized that one-upmanship was going to become a touchstone of this evening with a tingle of excitement. Imperial reached across her body, down her stomach lightly before settling on her pussy. For a moment he caressed her over her panties, coaxing out a groan from Megan as she continued to make out with Iz. But then Megan felt something a little unexpected. Imperial reached further down, feeling his way to the butt plug that Mark had put in her ass, which he grabbed hold of and began to light pulse. It felt amazing. Imperial, with the help of Iz, maneuvered Megan so that her legs were now pushed up in the air with her hands holding onto her thighs to keep them there, while Iz continued to ravenously kiss Megan. Imperial went to work. Using Megan's new position, he had more immediate access to the butt plug. He pulled Megan's thong aside, revealing her pristine waxed pussy lips and her plugged asshole. Imperial slid down off the couch and put himself directly in front of Megan's exposed pussy and ass. He continued to slowly ease the butt plug in and then out, in and then out, each time pulling it a little further, watching intently as Megan's asshole stretched with each tug. Once he was satisfied he had the motion down, he tipped his head forward and began to feast on Megan's pussy. At first, it was just steadily licked up and down her pussy lips, but as he got more and more into, his tongue between to push past her the lips of her pussy and press his whole face into her nether region. Megan was in ecstasy, the competing pressure of the butt plug being worked in her ass, Imperial's mouth on her pussy, and the intimate, meaty kisses she shared with Iz while steadily jerking him off at the same time. When she thought she was going to burst from pleasure, Iz abrupt pulled away from their kiss. "Get on your knees, cock slut," Iz said. Megan was surprised to hear the nickname that Mark often called her in the bedroom come out of Iz's mouth. He must have noted the look of surprise on her face because he looked back at her with a mischievous smile. "Come on your knees," Imperial added, settling himself back on the couch next to Iz. Megan slid down onto the floor and turned around to watch as Iz and Imperial relieved themselves of their pants and underwear, allowing Megan to take in the fuller measure of their impressive members. Megan leaned forward on her knees to get closer, pushing her ass out behind her and displaying her butt plug as her ass cheeks spread apart slightly. She took both his and Imperial's cocks in her hands and began to stroke them both again, unable to hold back any longer. Megan leaned her head forward and took Iz's cock in her mouth. He got a couple inches down and realized it was going to take everything in her power not to gag on the gigantic cock she had so cavalierly taken into her mouth. She began to pulse her head up and down, her left hand working in concert, stroking the length of the cock that she wasn't sure he could fit in her mouth. Iz wasn't having it though. He reached down and put his hands on the back of Megan's head. He began to press down, slowly applying more and more pressure as he sank deeper and deeper into Megan's. She began to panic a little, her gag flex beginning to ache. But at the same time, she was turned on by Iz's assertiveness and she wanted to give him her best effort. Megan got another inch or so. Now 4 of the 7 inches of Iz's cock deep, but as much as she wanted to impress her new friends, she was at her breaking point. As Iz continued to press her face harder and harder into his crotch, Megan finally lost control and let out a loud gagging noise. She moaned, spittle and pre-cum flew out of Megan's mouth, dripping down her chin and making a mess of Iz's crotch area. Iz seemed to enjoy it, even more with the gagging women attached to his cock. He gathered her hair up into a makeshift handle and began to bounce Megan's head up and down on his cock even more forcefully than before, aiming to please. Megan held onto his legs and did her best to keep sucking his cock, her throat making moaning sounds on each thrust. She gasped for air when she got a chance, distracted by Iz's face fuck. Megan momentarily lost track of what Imperial was doing. She was quickly reminded when through the gags. She felt her butt plug removed from her ass in one swift movement, for a moment. So felt the loss of the feeling of fullness she had had with the plug-in, but it was quickly replaced with a new feeling of slimy wetness over her now not so tight little asshole. She wrenched her head back from Iz's cock to find out, spilling more spittle down her chin. "I must look like a complete mess right now," she thought to herself. Megan turned over her shoulder and saw Imperial had gotten up and was dumping more lube on her ass with one hand while preparing to penetrate her with her big black dildo with the other. "Imperial really has a thing for my ass," Megan thought to herself. "I want you to ride this while you do to me what you just did to us." "Yes," Imperial said. "Okay." Megan smiled. She was ready. "We need to get you ready for the spit roast. Are you a dirty little cock slut, Megan?" Imperial asked. "Yes," Megan replied. Imperial looked sternly at Megan. "Say it." "I'm a dirty little cock slut," Megan replied. "Good." Imperial handed Megan the dildo. "Now stick this in your ass." Imperial returned to his position on the couch and began stroking himself as he watched Megan begin to insert the dildo into her asshole. The dildo went in easy enough. After all, the circumference was somewhat narrower than Megan's butt plug, once it was a safe distance into her ass.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Megan adjusted her position so she could suction the dildo to the floor. Megan began to ride the dildo up and down, feeling the friction as it moved in and out of her asshole, while similar to the sensation of the butt plug. The additional movement made the experience more intense and harder to settle into. She let out a deep groan of pleasure. Imperial reached forward and before she knew it, she was choking on his cock, just like she had been to Iz's a few minutes earlier. If Megan had had hoped that she would be able to handle Imperial's narrower cock easier, it was dashed, because now with the extra 2 inches on Imperial's cock, Megan could feel every inch as it traveled up and down her throat. After a minute or two of Megan making the same rhythmic sounds, spittle running down her chin again, tears running down her cheeks, the pleasure of having the dildo seemed to push her to new heights. Megan, moaning around Imperial's cock, suddenly didn't need his firm hand, guiding her mouth up and down on his cock. Suddenly Megan was doing it all on her own. Then the kicker. Megan felt Imperial's ball sack slapping against her chin. "Well done, Megan," she thought to herself. "First full 9 inches down your throat." The realization of taking Imperial's whole cock in her mouth broke Megan's concentration, causing her to gag more violently than before. She let out a heave as she extracted the giant cock from her throat and again. Spit and percum gushed out of her mouth and down her chin, this time splashing her tits as well. All three men in the room snickered as Megan sat there. Dildo still throbbing in her ass, Iz's cock suddenly slapped her face.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friend's erotic stories.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.